Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, I should say, Eloise Greist, the almost new executive director of the Children's Park of Tyler. Eloise, welcome aboard. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. And I'll tell you a little, just from a personal standpoint, I live not far from the Children's Park, and I walk by there, drive by there, walk through there with a fair degree of frequency. And I remember when all of this was first getting started back in the early part of this century. Yeah. It was a big news story at the time. Ultimately, you formed a partnership with the city, and it was something that had never been done before, and it was done really engineered by someone who had a personal experience that inspired her to get this up and going. And that would be Jennifer Carson, your recently retired executive director, who I believe handed the reins over to you last summer.
She did. Yeah, she did. She's kind of been a mentor of mine over the last 4 years since we lost our second pregnancy 4 years ago this month. And Jennifer, I started going to Glory Babies, and I got to meet her. And
What's one of your support groups?
Yeah,
that's
one of our support groups. And she's led that for over 20 years. And she's become a mentor in a lot of ways. And we developed a really sweet friendship. And I emceed the Christmas event 2 years ago just as a volunteer. And then I joined the board the next month in January of 21. And then a year ago around this time, she talked about wanting to hand over the reins. And so it just kind of flourished into this awesome, awesome new role. So it's exciting.
It sure sounds exciting. And with all of that said, let's talk a little bit about the history of it. And first of all, who you are, what you do, why you do it.
Yeah. So I'm Eloise Greist, and I'm the executive director for the Children's Park. And I've been married to my husband, Joel, for almost 18 years, and we have four living children, and we lost two 4 and 5 years ago, which is what ultimately brought us to the Children's Park. And like many people, I just kind of thought it was a park, and I didn't realize the significance of how it's really to celebrate all children, but especially the ones who've been gone too soon. And I really, I just starting to go to Glory Babies and just realizing that I wasn't alone was really impactful. And to see somebody like Jennifer, who was 20 years ahead of me in her grief journey, and how she has done the healing work to really work through that and to move forward, but to still honor that situation was just really impactful. And so I did jokingly tell Jennifer I wanted to be like her when I grew up. And then when all of this kind of came about, we laughed about how that is coming to fruition. But I love getting to walk alongside other people and let them know there's hope, that they don't have to do this alone, that there's just for them to feel encouraged in a lot of ways. And it really helps redeem my story and give me purpose through the pain. And that's what we do with our mission. We want to comfort families mourning the loss of a child while they process through and find purpose in their grief. And I love all of us that work there, and our board and our volunteers, we love and are so honored to do that with other people.
Mm-hmm. Very well stated. The Children's Park of Tyler, if you know where the former Hogg Middle School is in Tyler in the Azalea District, now being repurposed by Tyler ISD, it's right across the street at 110 East Dobbs Street in Tyler. And the website is childrensparktyler.org. Phone number is 903-939-1597. And they can reach you directly, Eloise, at childrensparktyler.org. Looking at your website, I see things. A beautiful place, a healing journey. You are safe. You are loved. You are accepted. Yeah. And again, people can walk through the park and just enjoy the atmosphere and look at some of the stones that have been marked in honor of children who have passed away too young. Mm-hmm. It's, to me, just a really beautiful place. Yeah. Even people who don't know the purpose of it can enjoy it. But we're here today to tell them the purpose and how they can enjoy it and maybe make use of the Children's Park in ways they did not even know about. I would drive by there often. When it before the land was developed, and it was literally just kind of a big hole in the ground, and to even back then, 20 some odd years ago, to watch it being transformed from that to the beautiful park that it is today was really inspiring to me, and I'm sure to so many other people. So that's basically the story of how the park got started. Jennifer and her family had lost a child too young, and she actually, in large part, as I understand it, used the park as a way to work through her grief and the grief the family was feeling. And now, today, the park has been transformed into a partnership. It's basically run by the in partnership with the city of Tyler.
Yeah, they help maintain it, and they have a liability with it. And so, and we're so grateful for their partnership. They do a wonderful job, and we help them out as we can. But they really have done an amazing job.
In the meantime, you do have your own nonprofit status, executive director, board of directors, staff, volunteers, et cetera. As we talk to Eloise Greist, executive director of the Children's Park of Tyler, and we want to talk a little bit about the campus and expound on some of the things we were talking about a minute ago, especially because you have some plans or at least some dreams in the works.
We do,
But for the time being, let's talk about those grief support groups. They really are the heart of your mission, and you have several that target different segments of this set of people who have lost kids at very young ages.
Yeah, so Glory Babies has been around for over 20 years, and that is what really helped Jennifer work through her grief a lot. And a lot of people and families have gone through that support group. We meet the third Tuesday of every month at Allison's House. And Allison's House is the cute red brick home on our property. And that is owned by us. The city of Tyler doesn't own that. Our profit, our nonprofit owns that.
Oh, okay.
And so we take good care of that house and maintenance and all of that. And that includes that beautiful deck and the bathroom that the public can use and everything. But with Glory Babies, that is for anybody who's lost a child under the age of one or during pregnancy. And then we have our Common Ground group, and that's for anybody who's lost a child over the age of one. And Carol and Pat, who lead that group, are just the most precious women you will ever meet. And they never asked to lose their daughters, but they truly love sitting with people in their grief and walking them through that, which is such a blessing because not everybody loves to do that. And then we started a new group called Rainbow Babies, and that is for anybody who's had a child after a loss or they're currently pregnant with a child after a loss. I had my rainbow baby during 2020, and that was one of the hardest things I've ever been through. And there's so much fear and anxiety that comes with that. And so I'm so grateful I have my sweet little girl. And I know not everybody gets their rainbow baby, but there's a lot of feelings to process through when you are pregnant after loss, and it just doesn't replace the babies that you've lost. And so there's a lot of trauma that may be there. And so it's nice to know that you're normal when you're feeling all of the feelings. And so we have some really sweet families that are coming to the Rainbow Babies group that are currently pregnant with theirs. And then we have Caring Crafts once a month, and we make our homemade angels that we give to our participants at our Day of Remembrance. And those are a labor of love and require a lot of time and hands to help make them. And so if you love being crafty, it's not hard. It's just kind of a tedious process that just requires quite a few hours. And so that's really what we do. It's kind of a cathartic experience. And then we've recently, in the last 6 or so months, we partnered with a local nonprofit called CARE, which
not stands, the international relief agency, but a different CARE.
A different CARE. And so this CARE stands for Christ-Centered Abortion Recovery and Education. And so their focus is really supporting women who have gone through an abortion. And there's a lot that they need to work through. And for a variety of reasons. And so they're a really wonderful, sweet nonprofit led by some amazing people. And so they do weekends for their participants where they work through a lot of that. But we've also offered Allison's House for them to meet once a month as well. for anybody that needs to. And so to just to have that extra support. And so that's just a really sweet partnership. And we just love what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Eloise Greist, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Eloise, the executive director of the Children's Park of Tyler, basically at the corner of Broadway and Dobbs, across from the former Hogg Middle School. Childrensparktyler.org is the website. You can find out a lot there. You can email Eloise directly at Eloise@ChildrensParkTyler.org or call 903-939-1597. And for the purpose of just kind of recapping what we were just talking about up until about a minute ago, if you feel like you need any of these services that the Children's Park offers, if you're going through a trauma, if you know someone or have a loved one who's going through any of this, that's how you get in touch. Through that website, childrensparktyler.org, the email, Eloise@childrensparktyler.org, or 903-939-1597. I'm a little curious. Do you do drop-ins? Are you fully staffed on a day-in, day-out basis, like through Allison's house, or should people just call first?
Calling's fine and great. And we do have random people that will come and walk through the door and just be like, I was just curious what this was. And and we do have drop-ins, but we have 3 part-time employees. So myself, and then Paula is our operations manager, and Megan is our programs manager. So usually there's somebody there between 10 and 2. But letting us know when you'd like to come to make sure somebody's there is always better. But we do have people that drop in too, which they're more than welcome to.
Mm-hmm. Having more or less followed the history of this park since its inception back in the early 2000s, I remember, and I've actually been to a meeting or two because of my own community affiliations at this newer facility known as Allison's House. That wasn't there in the beginning. It was added a little bit later on. Yes. And is it safe to assume, I should probably remember this, but
that's okay.
Is it safe to assume that it's named after one of the children?
So CC Baker, who was a big part of the, it's after his daughter.
Uh-huh.
So there's a statue of her over by one of the waterfalls, Megan's Falls, and there's a really sweet picture of his daughter, like a painting inside that house. But he's the reason, because he was instrumental in the process of getting the Children's Park created.
I remember that. He worked at TJC for a long time, former principal at then John Tyler High School, what was then the Trinity Mother Frances Foundation, a big mover in PATH, people attempting to help, huge figure in this community. So I either didn't know or had forgotten that that came from. And sadly, he passed away a few years ago. I knew the man well and just great community leader.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where you do your support groups, run your daily operations for all the things, plan events, office out of, et cetera. Maybe a little bit of some details about Allison's House, how it works. I know it's available to other community groups.
Other nonprofits. So if people want to rent it, if they have a nonprofit, they're more than welcome to do that and contact us. It's a little house with a lot of love. It's less than 1,000 square feet. And so it's not a huge space, but it's a very sweet, intimate space. We have a beautiful back deck that you can also rent with it. We have just one office and one bathroom and a tiny little kitchenette, and it's good for what we are doing right now. It's a beautiful, great space.
And we'll talk a little bit more about this later on, but for those of you who may just now be getting familiar with the Children's Park, I guess it's sort of an anchor for the park itself, which is a series of little trails, green space, little model animals, bears and turtles.
Critters.
And when you walk by the some of the different items that have been put up in the park, you will see little memorials, engraved memorials to some of the children who have died. And I believe those come in probably several different forms. We can talk about that a little bit later on, because you can actually get a stone engraved in memory of your own child.
Absolutely.
But with all of that said, one of the things we want to talk about, because it's one of those things that'll be here before we know it, East Texas Giving Day. As we get closer to that, practically everybody who comes on the show wants to talk about that. Great opportunity for people to get involved with supporting this, supporting the Children's Park financially.
Yeah, yeah. We're really excited. We have a really sweet matching donor already. And so we have big plans for Allison's house. We have a couple different renovations because, you know, the joys of home ownership, there's always maintenance and whatnot. And so because Allison's house does, it's the heart of our mission and we do so much in and out of it. There's a couple things that need to be worked on and maintained, and that takes money. And so we are a nonprofit, and everything we do, minus our run, because that's a fundraiser for us, everything else we do is free. We don't ever want to charge our participants to have to walk through their grief. And so it takes money from very generous donors and sponsors and whatnot. And so that's our big project, is just working on the deck and the house. We've had a couple different contractors giving us proposals of things that need to be done. And so we're shooting for hopefully $15,000 is our goal. And like we have a matching funder for $5,000. So we would love to meet our match before the 25th. Early giving starts on the 3rd. And so we're working on a video to share some testimonies from our groups, and so that way you can just see like how impactful it's been, Allison's house specifically, because it's the hub and the anchor. I liked you saying the anchor. It's the anchor of what we do there.
Okay, Eloise Grist is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Eloise, the executive director of the Children's Park of Tyler. And the website, again, childrensparktyler.org. You can find out so much more on that website about what we're talking about today, and the address, 110 East Dobbs Street, Broadway and Dobbs, to make it simple for you. Phone number is 903-939-1597. As far as giving credit where credit is due, East Texas Giving Day, of course, supports a lot of nonprofits around the community. Been very successful, operated through the East Texas Communities Foundation. You'll be hearing more about that on all fronts as we get closer and closer. You have several events we want to talk about today on May 6th, and I guess that's the next big thing coming up after Giving Day. You're going to have your third annual Remembrance Run.
Yeah, so we are really excited to have it in the spring this year, and this is a run. Now, our mission's for primarily about child loss, but for the run, we've really decided to open it up for anybody to walk or run in memory of anybody they've lost, even if it's a beloved pet. Like, we have photo lanyards for people to wear so they can bring a 4x6 photo of who they're walking or running in memory of. We have a legacy sign is what we call it, but it's basically a yard sign that we put all in front of the children's park along Broadway. And so as they're finishing the race, they can see all the lovely people that people are remembering for this special day. And it really is a beautiful day, just being in community with people and getting some sunshine and fresh air. And it's a beautiful course all around the neighborhood that's surrounding the park. And so it's a big fundraiser for us. And it's our third time to do it. And from the first year to the second year, it grew by 24%, which is exciting. So we would love to have it grow even more with it being our third year. We have a couple of sponsors, and we're always looking for more. And that range is from like 1,000 to 2,500. And we just have some really sweet stories from people that a sweet friend of mine, Gigi, lost her parents, and she was taking care of them. And she kind of sunk into a deep depression. She saw our first run. She signed up for it soon after she lost her mom, and she was like, what am I doing? I'm in my mid-50s. I'm not a runner. So she started training with a friend, and it brought her out. It lifted her spirits. And if you see pictures of Gigi from the first and the second run, she is beaming with joy. No matter what part of the run it is, the beginning or the end, she is beaming with joy, which is huge. And there's just another sweet friend named Ellie. She lost her husband about a year or so ago. And a group of her friends and family all wore shirts with his picture on it. And they had a legacy sign. And he was a runner and she wasn't. And she said, maybe I will become once a year runner now. It's just given them so much joy and being able to do it with people. It's just nice to know that others remember your loved ones. And just doing it with community, there's something so special about it. And there's no other run like it.
All righty. Mother's Day retreat is only a week later. That's May 13th.
Yeah. So we We find that it's really helpful having a very small group. Like, we know more than 12 women. We come and do some really good cathartic activities together. It's a free day. The participants last year really found that doing it the day before Mother's Day was actually really beneficial, because it's really kind of a bittersweet day after you've had a loss. And if you have other living children, you're kind of torn about what to do and the day of. And so this is like a nice way to kind of spend time with the child you've lost, to work through those feelings, to process them. And we do it in a variety of different ways, with a really great craft or a sensory walk in the park, maybe mindful breathing and moving. You get to share your story. We have free lunch. And it's just a really nice day. So then they were able to kind of work through all of that, those feelings. And then the next day, when they're spending the day with your family on Mother's Day, they can be more present and more at peace in a way. And so that's a really sweet day.
Okay. Again, talking to Eloise Grice this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Topic, the Children's Park of Tyler, of which Eloise is the executive director. Phone number 903-939-1597. Website is childrensparktyler.org, and they're located at the corner of Broadway and Dobbs in Tyler's beautiful Azalea District. And what better time of the year to be talking about the Azalea District?
I know. It's been
Azalea
beautiful.
Trails just getting underway. I have a couple of others we want to talk about. Yeah. The Day of Remembrance, which is October 21st, and then their Christmas in the Park, which comes up on December the 9th.
Yeah, so the Day of Remembrance, it's actually our 21st anniversary, and it's like a big roll call. Where we say their children's name out loud, and they get an angel that we've been working on all year, and we put their child's name on it and the year. And so when we say their name out loud, they get to place the angel anywhere in the park, and then we usually do a really beautiful butterfly release that day. We have two ceremonies that day because there's last year it was almost 200 names that we called out loud, but we had like over 600 people registered.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So that's a really sweet day. And just knowing, again, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
We really want every family to know they're not alone. And then our Christmas in the Park event is December 9th, and we're doing it on a Saturday this year. Normally it's on a Friday, but we're trying to see how it goes with the Saturday. And this is our 19th year to do it. And we have lots of different fun Christmas stations. It's free for the community. It's our way of just encouraging people. We know that the holidays can be a hard time and that there's grief involved, but we want you to know and to like have permission to have joy at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And those two can coexist. It's kind of weird, but they can coexist. And so we do Christmas songs around the lights, and the lights are so beautiful. We have such beautiful Christmas lights, and our Saint Nick and his crew did an amazing job putting them up this year, and that alone will bring people joy. And we had people out in droves coming to the park just to look at the lights. But we do our s'mores, we do snowman soup, we do arts and crafts table.
Mm.
We have a Christmas story and songs that we sing, and it's just a really sweet, fun evening. We have a photo booth too that's fun as well.
All righty. Sponsorships available. We talked about this briefly when we're talking about one of your other events. By the way, before we go there, you can get more information about any or all of these events simply by going to the website, childrensparktyler.org, or making that phone call, 903-939-1597, or they can email you directly, Eloise@childrensparktyler.org. But getting back to where we were a second ago or two, sponsorships available not just for one, but for, I guess, all of your events. And those are so important when you're trying to raise money and keep things going.
Yeah, we really are so, so grateful for any donations and any sponsors. And it doesn't have to be a business. It can be just an individual as well. And so, like my friend Gigi I mentioned, they love the run so much that her and her husband wanted to sponsor one of our hydration station. And so we always need, because we want to keep everything as free as possible. Like I said, the run is the only thing that we charge for because it's our fundraiser, but we really appreciate the partnerships within the community to help put these events on, to just give peace and comfort and joy to our participants.
All right. Sponsorships available for your events. Also, monthly donors. Monthly giving can be such a big, a critical factor for any nonprofit.
Absolutely. So we call it Friends of the Park. And if you become a friend of the park, that means you donate anything every month. And, you know, $10 a month, even just something as simple as that, which, if we're honest, that's like one meal out at least. That's at least one meal out a month. And so you could cut your eating out budget that way. But yeah, so we just, you can become a friend of the park just by kind of, it's like a monthly subscription. And so we can just pull it out of their account if they want us to, or they can write us a check every month. It's up to them. But it takes a lot to run all of our events and plan them and our support groups. And like I said, with Allison's house and the park, we still help, even though the city of Tyler does a lot of the maintenance of everything. Like we try to help as much as we can, like getting the critters repainted. We're working on that because some of them have faded. And so we want to help and chip in with that. And yeah, it takes a lot for our daily operations. And so having that monthly support and commitment is, it's really, really helpful.
And of course, as is the case with other nonprofits, a one-time donation is certainly welcome.
Absolutely.
There's a very easy to find donate button on the website, I noticed. Eloise Grist with the Children's Park of Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Moving on to volunteers.
Yeah.
And we can talk about this in a couple of ways. Volunteers are always needed for your different activities. And I see that you're especially looking for board members right now.
We are, yeah. We have a wonderful board and that all just love the heart of our mission. But we are just looking for people with diverse backgrounds and skill sets that can help us. People maybe in the counseling or mental health field, even legal experience. So as we, which we may talk about potential expansion of the park, it'd be nice to have somebody kind of with the legal experience and just all of that. Maybe somebody who's had government experience, local government experience, really anything, truly. We want people to bring their talents and to serve in our board. And so we ask for a minimum of like a 3-year commitment. And we have board meetings once a month, and we, of course, we want people to be able to contribute whatever is personally significant to them. We don't ever say you have to contribute and donate this much money. It could be a one-time gift. It could be you be a friend of park. It doesn't matter. And just you need to be present at all of our events and helpful and then, of course, an advocate sharing our mission with the community. That's important. And so
we have a couple of minutes left in the show. It's moved quickly this morning, as it typically does. Potential expansion of the park, maybe adding another building along with Allison's house, and I think maybe acquiring some land just to the east of the park. Thing kind of fell behind because of COVID, but looks like you're still working on all of that.
Yeah. One of our sweet neighbors, a couple houses down from Allison's house, had 3/4 of an acre that he donated to us, I want to say in 2019. So right before the pandemic happened, but we're so grateful that he gave us this land. And so it's right behind the turtle, if you're familiar with where the critters are.
Uh-huh.
And we just haven't cleared it out or done anything with it yet. We're in the very beginning stages of that, but we would love to expand it, especially the walkway. We want to add more stones for naming opportunities, because we only have so much space in the park for all of that. And so we want to give more opportunities for people to name things and extend the parkway, the walkway, I mean. And so so that is in the works. And then the house that's right next to Allison's house, we could potentially buy that as well in the next few years. But but that'll take a lot of fundraising. And so we've been playing around with a lot of like ideas. But yeah, like I said, very beginning stages, but we have some exciting possibilities.
Okay. We're unfortunately not going to have time to go into a few other things in great detail, but I want to mention them. You talked briefly a minute ago, and I think I brought it up earlier, about how you can engrave a stone with the name of a child who has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it a minute ago under the auspices of needing more space for more stones. Go to the website, and I believe there is a charge involved with that, but you can get all the information about that on the website, childrensparktyler.org. And you can also go there and find out about things that I wish we had 5 more minutes to talk about in detail, but the Teddy Bear Campaign, the Remembrance Tree, and the Virtual Memorial Wall. Just looking at those names, I think, is going to get a lot of people curious and maybe inspire them to get more interested in your mission and in the many different ways they can support you.
Yeah.
And more important than anything else, how they can be supported if they are going through that very devastating kind of grief that you go through when you lose a child.
Yeah.
And just like that, you just got here and we're just about out of time.
That's okay.
Eloise Greist has been our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're talking about the Children's Park of Tyler, Broadway and Dobbs, childrensparktyler.org, the website, and the phone number 903-939-1597. It may be just as well that I need to let you go because you obviously have so much work that never really stops.
It
but
never
Eloise,
does.
Yeah. I just want to thank you for coming by and sharing with us this morning about the Children's Park of Tyler.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Eloise Greist, Executive Director, Children's Park of Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. Been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.